stocks are trading higher this morning with earnings and inflation data still in focus. We're heading over to Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, standing by on the New York Stock Exchange for more. And Jared, looks like the Dow is trying to join the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ in the green today.
Yeah, nice way to end the week, but although we're still probably sitting on some losses, let's take a look at the Wi-Fi Interactive, where I have the Dow Industrials up for the curling 5 days. You can see we're still at the bottom end of the range here, down only about 0.9%. NASDAQ off a little bit more, 1.64%, still in the bottom end of its range. S&P 500, similar story here. I do want to take a look at the bond market. We were talking about inflation. That's been a very present of mind topic this not only this week, but recently as well. We can see the five-year T-note yield back up to its recent highs, and it had some pretty monster movements this week. Similar story for the 10-year, although it's not back at its highs here, and then the 30-year off a little bit more. Bottom line, the yield curve is moving up, but it's also flattening, so that's something we have to monitor. Well, let's take a look at the NASDAQ here, and we can see the mega caps, it's a mixed story, but I want to go straight to the sector action and look at what's happened over the trailing 5 days here. So we can see materials, that sector is up 2% for the week, followed by healthcare and financials, but consumer discretionary really took it on the chin. That's down 4%, as you can see in the lower right here, followed by communication services. So some of these mega caps really contributing to the losses for the week. Also want to take a look at Chinese stocks because we had a big day yesterday, a lot of breakouts, not going to get into all of the news, but some positive news for Didi getting back into the App Store, maybe a little bit softer tone from President Xi, we'll have to see. But Alibaba up 3%, Tencent 6%, they reported earnings this week, JD.com coming off of those monster Singles Day sales along with Alibaba, that's up 8% for the week. So that's another story that we will be tracking. But then there's also oil. Getting into the commodities complex here, and let's see, well, this isn't cooperating, but we do have crude oil coming back to test support at about 80. Meanwhile, we got other commodities like coffee testing 8, 9, 10-year highs here. So interesting situation on the price inflation front.
All right, Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, thank you so much.